Somewhere we'll find a new way of taking pictures.
Yeah, I mean, it's cheese, but it's good cheese.
Yeah. It's like manchego.
You know, can we do that again?
Sure.
That sucked.
Do it again.
I felt like I was like, it was
you game were rambling?
Show. Yeah, it was a game show thing.
Okay.
I didn't like it. Felt like I was Chuck Woolery.
Are you Chuck Woolery?
We'll be back in 2 and 2.
I'm just gonna drink this isopropyl alcohol that's on my desk. That'll make me feel better.
Yeah, okay. Drunk episode.
Quick clap. 3, 2, 1.
It's a little weird sound thing. Don't make me bust out my cool electronica song. I'll play the hell out of it. You know I will. They're going by fast. Are they going by fast to you?
They're going by good to me.
Good. But I mean, this. I just can't believe we've done 11 episodes. Yeah. Well, this will be a baker's dozen.
Some of it's really, really bad.
A lot of it's really, really bad.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say that and be a jerk.
Yeesh.
It does look like spinach.
Kind of, yeah. But it smells really good. Oh, you know what? I'm going to start. Let me get my thing out.
Marker! <Wow. laughs>
Had to happen. I still can't believe you've not seen Moulin Rouge.
Nope, no Moulin Rouge.
Oh, that's just wrong. You know, you don't know what you're missing, little mister. Nothing good can come of this.
It's true.
You shall not pass.
Wow, you're in rare form today.
I don't know. I had a lot of coffee this morning.
It's like I'm speaking in tongue.
That's right. You're doing a show with a chimp. That's all it is.
You still on?
Yep.
Okay.
You play ping pong? I'm amazed by people that can play ping pong well. And he didn't ever shoot with tripod, which was kind of cool. But he did have people hold the camera, like off to the side of him.
Tripods are for wussies.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Oh, we didn't do the clap.
We don't need the clap.
Yeah. We don't do the clap anymore?
We don't need the clap if you're not recording.
Oh, that's the only thing that was for?
That's for syncing.
Oh.
It's like doing a slate in the movies. You know, the movies. The pictures.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it a lot easier. Yeah. The fact that they are making money is that's the decline of Western civilization right there.
Yeah, we thought it was bad when it was just the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, or make a porn tape, you know?
Done.
Have you... Oh, I got a reply. Who's it from? Is it from Ann Curry? No. Look, you're in Syria. I get it. But you can tweet a picture of your van so you could at least say hello.
Ready when you are, wise ass.
All right. Am I up on it?
Get up off of that thing.
You're getting all ahead of me.
Well, I'm trying to... Here, you know what I'll do? Because you're, you know, simple and slow. We're going to bold this episode.
You're simple and slow. Hold on, I have to magnify my screen. I'm going to sneeze, I think. Maybe I'm not. That's the big, cruel cosmic joke. I hate when he almost sneezes and then it goes away.
Just sit there and wait. It's coming.
Uh-uh.
It's coming.
No, it went away. Damn it. All right. Stupid universe. I wish I could rock that mustache that one guy's got. That like one of those big old Sam Elliott mustaches. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You don't know who Sam Elliott is?
Yes, I know who Sam Elliott is. I just can't see you with one.
Irving, put down that goddamn camera and get in here and eat dinner. Hey, Bill. Do you know you have it?
You can do whatever you want.
Do you have it?
I don't have it. Do you have it?
I don't have it. I don't think I ever had it.
I took antibiotics. If I ever had it, it's gone.
Then again, I might still have a little of it. Okay. Wow, look at this photo of Marlene Dietrich. She is sexy.
Yeah, good looking lady.
You want to look at me, darling? You can look at me.
but you cannot touch. What's the matter?
Maybe it was my gate turning you off. I'll deal with that later.
Your gate? What is that?
I had a gate on your audio.
Oh, is that like a plug-in thing?
Yeah, like so it, you know, turns you down when you get really quiet.
Oh. You're going to need more than a gate to contain me, mister. I got to do it again. Can I do it again? I'm going
to
do it again.
You can do whatever you want.
Today's episode of On Taking Pictures was almost not brought to you by the fine folks at Time Warner Cable. Right? Hey, Bill?
Yes.
You ready?
I'm born ready.
Can you bust us a funky beat to start episode 33?
Okay, so...
Ready? Okay. OTP, that's our show.
I was waiting for something good to put up front.
That's not even complete. At least let me do the whole cheer.
Put a marker in, and I am ready when you are. Oh. So, right. You know, whenever you're ready.
Whenever you get some time to start the show, that'd be good.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeffrey. Did you need to do something else before we do the show? You need to.
No, I'm good.
You need to make up your face or something. You need to put your face on.
But you haven't been recording all this time.
No, I.
I give you comedy gold time after time, man. This is podcast gold. Leica M's are expensive.
Yeah. And you know what? I need one of them for every day of the week, Jeffrey.
In designer colors.
We're expecting you and love won't hurt anymore.
Come on, you gotta love Jack Jones.
I do, and now I love our new intro.
Oh, no! No! Red 5 standing by. I don't know where that came from.
Star Wars.
No. That was good.
Oh, I know that one. I know that one.
What is Star Wars? Yeah. Thanks, Alan. Rabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Watch out for that voice step, Mac. It's a Lulu.
You know, something about doing this show every week and sitting here talking to you for an hour and a half like we're on the phone.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like fifth grade being on the phone on a Saturday morning with Kristen Carpenter, like just talking about anything for 3 hours.
Wait, who's Kristen Carpenter?
The hot girl in fifth grade.
Oh, right. Wait, no, wait. Am I the hot girl in this scenario? I feel like I just entered an alternate universe for a minute. Wait, what? Who are you? Okay. We good?
Sure. I'm going to quit photography.
Why?
There's no real point in it anymore.
Oh, for the love of... Wait, can we start like this? Can we start like this?
Yeah, what does that do?
That was a drum roll and a cymbal. Me channeling my inner Ethel Merman or something. I don't know. There's no TP like OTP.
You going to finish that?
No. I got to put my headphones in though.
You guys have just lit an atomic bomb of photography madness in my brain.
You know, I think if two people know the same thing, one of them is redundant.
Yeah.
Go fight to the death.
Let's fire that shutter.
Episode 49, take 2, and
so we're gonna take it to the top. We're gonna stomp. It's all right. Gonna party till we feel all right.
Right before we start is when you give it to me.
Meow. Coachella. What is that?
I don't know. That's an LA thing. What do you?
It's rich people pretending that they're hippies is what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Really? Sanford and Sons theme? Do you know who wrote that?
No, who?
Quincy Jones.
Shut up, really?
Yep. What are we going to do for an intro? Are you going to dance like a monkey?
Monkeys don't dance. Wait, do they?
The App Store. Download the stuff for your Macintosh. The App Store.
Hey, did he? Okay, this is going to be a dumb question, but did he come up with the boss, or did where did that come from? That's a good day when you can learn something about Bruce Springsteen every day.
Yeah.
That's a world I want to live in. Let's light this candle. Come on.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
Let's see? There it is. Right stuff. Oh, I love Bill Wadman.
All right. Are you ready to start light this candle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you ready or are you not ready? Because you don't sound ready.
I'm ready.
Are you sure you're ready?
I feel pretty, oh so pretty.
Yeah. No, I'm good.
What's with the singing?
I don't know. Yeah. Hey, you ever heard this term mollywop?
You ready?
You need to start referring to yourself in the third person, too.
I really should.
And just as the Wadman.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, man, the Wadman's got a shoot this afternoon. It's going to be off the chain.
The Wadman requires 2 cans of Coca-Cola, 3 buckets of jelly beans.
Where are the Wadman's brawn color strobes? Check the Wattopedia.
It's funny because there actually is the Wattopedia.
I know.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, On Taking Pictures is one of those shows that I feel like I should put pants on to record.
Not me, mister. It's called White Women, Sleepless Nights, Big Nudes. The Bill Wadman story.
How the heck did Jerry O'Connell ever get Rebecca Romijn to marry him?
Yeah.
What did he do? Did
Sliders.
He just, did he do scenes from Stand By Me?
Yeah. I don't know.
But he was the fat kid in Stand By Me.
That's right.
Oh, it's so terrible.
Return what you have stolen from me.
It's the Supreme Being! Run! Run!
I'm going to start taking pictures of girls kissing each other's boobs.
You know, it would be titillating. Wait for it.
Something wrong with you.
Yeah, but it was my birthday and I got to have cheeseburgers.
That's what makes it a happy day? Your birthday and cheeseburgers?
Hells yes! We got to go to the pie and burger, man. We'll get to it.
What kind of pie did you have?
I didn't actually have pie.
Do we have enough to talk about?
I guess we'll find out.
All right.
On an uncertain episode of On Taking Pictures.
Okay, Scott Kelby, does a book on Photoshop Lightroom really need to be 552 pages long? I'm sorry, but if you can't open up Lightroom, play with the dials, and figure out what's going on, leave photography.
Is it breaking news?
Oh, God. Don't.
Push it. Push it feel good. Push it.
That's like, you know what it is? It's like that embarrassing thing at like the wedding where like the grandfather's like dancing to that kind of music. That's you singing it.
What's crude about a pee flap?
Nothing at all, Jeffrey. Nothing at all.
It's practical. Ugh, boy. Hope I'm not getting a cold.
Allergies.
Yeah, I'm allergic to mediocre photographs from Time Magazine. All right, here we go. We don't have an opening, though. What the f***? The last swig of my latte, and I am ready to go.
Welcome to I'm Taking Pictures, episode 5,330, here live at Foxwoods Casino.
We're gonna play. We're gonna be playing the big room at Pechanga soon.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm gonna say this. I know we're gonna start the show and everything, but I could totally go for an avocado right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Your yeah, yeah, yeah is weird.
I know. It's very strange. I always think it sounds like Little John, but it ends up sounding like Jim J. Bullock. This week on another stellar episode of On Taking Pictures. Yeah, I don't know.
Bill gets yelled at, and Jeffrey is old. All right, let's get this going on. It's 10:30.
10:30. It's almost time for my nap.
that would be funnier if it wasn't true.
Ooh, I'm gonna sneeze.
Still not sneezing.
Excuse me.
Hold on a second. I think the shockwave's about to hit New York. You know, I swear to God, I think that these little bite-sized candies are the work of the devil.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or if not him, one of his henchmen. Hey, boss. Hey, boss. I got an idea.
What is it?
Tiny little Kit Kats for the kids.
We need an intro for this one.
What do you mean?
For this show, do we need an intro?
I don't know. Don't we always? We have to always have something.
You know, a pelican can hold more food in its beak than in its belly.
A pelican?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hey,
really? Is that really true?
According to a Snapple Real Fact cap, it is.
Do they carry stuff around? Do they use it for transport, or is it just for food?
Enough about money, Jeffrey. Let's talk about photography.
Yeah, there's no money in photography.
I thought Mel Gibson was the bad guy.
Yeah, he is the bad guy.
Oh, I mean, I thought he was actually the bad guy.
Oh, yeah, he probably is. It's typecasting now. He's gone from, you know, sexiest man alive to racist drunk who lives in Malibu.
Hey, you know, everyone's got to have a hobby.
I got my new headphones on.
Are they cozy?
They are nice. They are very nice. They are Urban Beats.
Because mm-hmm. If there's one word that I would use to describe Jeffrey Sidoris, it's urban. Jeffrey, do you realize that we have the number 3 photography podcast on Stitcher?
That's were there only 3? Level.
Okay. Did you just turn it down a little bit from what you were just doing? Okay.
I did.
Okay.
Cause I was a little hot.
Yeah. You were a little hot.
I was a little hot.
It's a word never used to describe you.
Hey, Seltzer Man.
Okay. If the Seltzer Man sounded like that, I would not invite him to my house. That's just creepy. I don't want that seltzer guy here.
Bill Wadman, I'm here with your seltzer. Sad trombone. That was a great one. That Burt Bacharach, what a head of hair.
If that's all you ever had to say about him, it's good.
You like his music? Nah, but he can rock a blow dryer.
I really don't understand the ice cream on the pie thing. I know they do it at like restaurants and stuff.
That's the a la mode. That's
I know.
The a la mode.
I don't want a la mode. I want my ice cream and my pie separate. I don't want cold stuff on my hot pie. And I don't think that that's unreasonable. Man, I make a crack about Fine Young Cannibals, and you get us on a really deep rant about portrait photography.
That's the way it works. That's the way we roll.
Yeah.
On the thing here.
We're going to need a van if we're going to take the show on the road. Like the Partridge Family van.
Yeah, as long as it's nice.
Wait, do you want like a 70s thing with the round window in the back?
Yeah, with like an airbrush mural on the side. You know, like a Frazetta mural on the side of like the barbarian with the polar bears pulling him or something. You know, that's what I want.
Are you the barbarian or the polar bear?
I don't know.
All
you know, like blasting like Rush, you know, so you can hear it coming, you know, like YYZ, you know. You know, it's like an ice cream truck of awesome is what it is.
You know, I think the same could be said of this show.
It's like an ice cream truck of awesome?
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about anything. That's right. They care about what's on Oprah's book club and is there any peanut butter left?
Yeah.
That's all people care about.
Actually, hold on a second. I got to check my peanut butter.
Just so you know, Bill, if we're ever on Half Dome and you jump,
yeah,
I'm not jumping after you.
Why am I going first?
I don't know. It's just the way it worked out. What do you think of familiar faces as this week's assignment?
Sure. That's a good one.
All right. I almost wrote familiar feces. That's something different. Getting back to the Germans.
Wait, are you like getting up the building up your tension to yeah. start the show?
I'm stretching the rubber band. Yes.
does that work for you?
I don't even know what that means. Yeah, and he did some interview and he was talking about how he invented leather jogging pants or something. And I was like, well, who the hell would wear leather jogging pants? I'm going to put on my leather jogging pants and go for a run. How does that make sense?
Said no one ever.
Yeah, said no one ever.
Recorder, I hardly know her.
Always comes down to the hers with you.
Well, because you don't say record them. I hardly know them.
Well, maybe you don't. Somebody does. Whatever you want. Like, we can do it again. I'll do it again. Because you like the elephants thing, right?
I do like the elephants thing, although I wasn't rolling on the elephants thing, actually. Because I was editing something as I was trying to do that.
Elephants Gerald?
Oh. Is that an old joke, or did you just make that up?
I don't know. I just thought of it. All right. Do you have some? You don't have some sort of like fanfare that you can do for the.
I'll do a better one. But yeah, sure.
A mouth trumpet. That's what we get. Wow. The sky's the limit here at On Taking Pictures. Okay. All right. Let's go with that.
Try to